Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
What you don't know is in that clip, the whiff was the offense. That's what woke it up. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, Reaction Tuesday after a pretty embarrassing loss in front of the hoes, as we would say on this program, 27-19.
Man, the hoes were sleep.
The late night hoes.
They were sleep.
The best kind.
They went to bed. They had to work in the morning.
Brother, I mean, they ain't go to bed before 9. They saw the first part, and that was enough.
Yeah, they saw the first quarter.
They saw
like, yeah, I got to work in the morning.
They saw that immediately. There's plenty of conversation to be had about this game. And you know what? I would like to avoid it because it is a opening night.
It's basketball season, guys.
NBA. NBC are the operative letters too.
Yeah, NBA on NBC is where at 6:30 you'll be able to see your Houston Rockets, number 2 seed in the West last year, with the addition of one Kevin Durant, one of the 25 greatest players of all time, by a lot of very well-esteemed metrics and very easily higher. Like, I think you could make the argument top 10 player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to do that in this moment. What we need to do is look towards this really fun matchup with all the narratives that exist between the Houston Rockets and the number one team in the West last year, the champions, the reigning champions, the Oklahoma City Thunder. In fact, because there's the additional narrative of Steven Adams and Kevin Durant are returning back to a place that they kind of helped build up into its early portions of being a strength there in Oklahoma City. Obviously, this is a new era headed by SGA. But what are you most interested and intrigued to see in this matchup tonight for the Rockets?
Well, not just the starting lineup. I want to see how they use the rotations, the Rockets. We know they're going to go big. The skyline lineup, as I like to call it. Some people are calling it the jumbo. But not just like that, but how they use it. You know, they all say who ends the game, all that stuff. Reed Sheppard, of course, is going to be big.
Pick one and we could talk about it.
Yeah,
man, Speed ran all of them.
No, I'm saying, but what I'm looking forward to is not just the starting lineup, which is getting a lot of run. It's how they implement other things along with that. You know what I mean? And how Reed Sheppard fits in and now some of these others.
I'm with you on the Reed Sheppard, and we can easily start there. Reed Sheppard, number 3 overall pick the previous season, didn't get all that much burn. We know that. You brought him in at a time where you absolutely needed three-point shooting. You probably could still use some three-point shooting, but this is, you know, a highly utilized draft pick, and he has not had the opportunity now. What does the opportunity look like, especially as he gets more burn? We saw him in Atlanta in that final preseason game last week, and he was confident. And he was on a heater. And for me, the big thing is, How does it look like now that I think we're assured that he is going to be the point guard of the bench mob, right?
Yeah.
You know what the starters are going to be, and if you don't,
or a starter.
It is the big lineup of Amen Thompson at, I guess, essentially at the point guard of sorts. Kevin Durant as the biggest two guards you've ever seen in your life. Jabari Smith Jr., Alperen Şengün, who I imagine is actually going to be your offensive hub, and then Steven Adams. That's your starting five, which means the likes of Tari Eason and Reed Shepard and maybe Clint Capela. I'll be interested to see if he's in the rotation. But those guys are going to be coming off the bench. And those two that I mentioned are probably the earliest ones up off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like the idea of what does Reed Shepard look like against the second unit when he gets to come in. Is that going to offer him the opportunity to be the flamethrower that he can be, coming with confidence? And I think that might put him opposite, if memory serves, possibly Cason Wallace. And that's going to be a fun challenge early on because Cason Wallace is a dogged defender and he has a similar size, so I'm interested to see how that looks. But if Reed Shepard could come out and really take hold of that bench mob point guard role, I'll be excited to
see
it.
One of the extensions of that, and this is one of the reasons why, and I'm not like, you know, pounding my fist on the table like it was the last segment, that Reed Shepard needs to run this team or anything. I just think he's going to be a bigger part of it. One of the biggest reasons why is, I shouldn't say worry, but I'm intrigued to see if this Rockets offense is an actual offense that can be run from the point guard position. Because right now, we're all saying it, hey, you need a bucket, give it to Kevin Durant. Well, that's not necessarily, I mean, it's an offense, but it's not like an offense that you can run and do several things off of. You can with Reed Shepard handling the ball. You know, there's more, you got to suspect there'll be more movement, more opportunities for Durant off ball, more opportunities for everybody off ball. So I'm just kind of like, the offense, you don't want it to be like, okay, we need a bucket all the time. Let's go to Kevin Durant. That could be problematic.
No, and I shout out to Kelly Eco of Yahoo Sports, kind of wrote a best case, worst case scenario for every team in the NBA. And when it came to the worst case scenario, now, of course, this is for the entirety of the season, but it could manifest itself early, is it possible that they struggle to find the offensive identity that they should clamor for?
Yes.
And does it end up being kind of Kevin Durant really centric? Does that end up looking right? I don't think that Reed Shepard ends up being the answer early, or ends up is not the right word, but is the answer early on. I think that it very much is going to be Alperen Şengün. But even then, that's going to be an interesting thing. How well does Alperen Şengün operate an offense, especially against a team that is long, lanky, rangy, and known to get into passing lanes and steal the basketball? Is this going to get up and down because of, you know, the lack of a true point guard necessarily, or even like a true initiator that's going to run offense really, really
exactly
well in this game?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Exactly what I'm curious about. Exactly. Like, you know, this team's issue last year was an offense, was a half-court offense. We all know in the NBA, you have to have that ultimately. Now, you can have Amen Thompson, you know, doing his thing at a very high level. You know, obviously, this is not any criticism of him at all. But at some point, you know, you're going to have to sort of bog down and run, you know, run some schemes, run some actions, as they like to say, to be able to get that bucket and not just rely on one thing. So that I'm very interested in. Also, just very interested in you know, the early return, Thunder and Rockets. You know, these are two of the best teams in the Western Conference. They're both, you know, expected to be very, very high, finish very high and threaten. So I want to see how they just kind of play. It's banner night. You know, all that good stuff in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, that'll be a fun like view of this. I want to see just like how motivated KD is by this particular environment, right? Getting to go back to a place where his career started in a way. Obviously, he started in Seattle, but very quickly that team moved to Oklahoma City. And see what his reception is, because he's not doing the thing where he came back during the cupcake era. You remember when Russell Westbrook was getting on him, calling him cupcake, all that type of stuff. I wonder if that softened it all. But more so because the Thunder are a fantastic dribble penetration team with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jalen Williams. I'm interested to see how this defense is, because I think it hasn't been talked about a lot. It's just, the Rockets are good at defense. They're big, long, lanky, which all those things are true. But when they've gone into the zone, which is going to be primarily what you do with the big lineup, teams have been able to get into the middle of it. Teams have been able to get into them a little bit. And I'm interested to see how well this big lineup actually plays defensively against the Oklahoma City Thunder team that's not incredible offensively, but they do incredibly well. I want to see just how solid this defense looks early on, because we're kind of taking it as a foregone conclusion that this defense is going to be elite again, and I want to see that actually show itself on the court.
Yeah, how are they going to handle floaters, back cuts, and good cross-court passes? That's how you beat the zone. And I think those are all things that are worth watching. The size and the shot blocking and ability to close is not going to be an issue. That's an Ime Udoka staple. But how they attack that defense again, you know, the floaters, the back cuts, the alley oops, and the cross court passes that keep that defense moving, that's going to be something to watch.
And I hope for a close game.
You do?
Because I want to see what hand the ball to KD in big moments.
Oh, that's true.
Because this is not quite a playoff environment. However, opening night gives you a bigger kind of environment and feel than anything else you'll get before Christmas, right? And luckily, or unluckily, depending on how you view it, the Rockets are in a place where that building is going to be rowdy. Just generally, it's a small building, and it's kind of Midwest folks as opposed to kind of some of the bougie East Coastal elite of sorts, or coastal elite.
They ain't got nothing to do.
Right. They
go
in there. They're one of the few places.
They get there 5 hours early.
They're one of the few places in all of the NBA and all the sports that actually gets into that arena and puts on the shirts, right? They are in on the – so it's going to be loud in
there. They stand up until they make a basket.
100%, right? They might as well be a college team in there. So I'm excited if you can get an opportunity to get the early returns on. How does it look closing wise compared to what you had previously, right? You brought in KD in some ways to be, hey, what does the closer look like? I just kind of want to see it, in addition to hearing
seeing
all the fun of an NBA on NBC. It's going to be an absolute blast tonight. I'm booking it, or I'm writing it in pen on the front end, and I'll have even more fun, and you should have fun with me, because I'll be at Little Woodrow's in Edo at 6 p.m. to get ready for this game. Courtesy of Michelob Ultra, it's the Houston tip-off watch party. They got ticket giveaways. The cheerleader will be out there. The mascot will be out there. Should be a lot of fun. So come out and say what's up and hang out. Somebody said, did anyone go to John Carroll on the Rockets? I cannot tell you that for certain. I will put that on John Lopez, who is the John Carroll detector.
And Patriots.
I will allow him to
we need to find a list of every celebrity or athlete that went to John Carroll and just kind of judge him.
You have homework, John Lopez.
They're all with the Texans.
Someone said, for the love of the Almighty, please don't let us down, Rock. I don't think K Is there anything the Rockets could do in game one that would let you down?
No. No. This is the like you said, litmus test.
Like, this is just early returns on what is an 82-game season. I'm just excited to finally see it on the hardwood. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Question of the day coming up next. And again, we're just letting the frustration flow. 713-572-4610. What are your Texans triggers? What are the things that you hear related to or just from the Texans that just set you off? Let's talk about that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Congratulations! Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.